The bone benders call them malformed corneas, actually, with some other complications that I can't pronounce. I tried to smile again and failed miserably.
I see. Is this malformation common among the Marona?
There was a crash from two tables over, Rue's table. I heard her cry out in protest. Veroy and Owen started to join in.
Shut up!
Snapped the priest who was questioning her, and they all fell silent. Someone from the onlooking crowd, probably a dark walker, shouted for the priest to leave us alone. But no one else took up his cry, and he was not brave or stupid enough to repeat it. I have never been very patient, and fear shortened my temper even more. What is it you want, Previt Ramaran?
An answer to my question would be welcome, Miss Schof.
No. Of course my eyes aren't common among the Marona. Blindness isn't common among the Marona. Why would it be? I felt the table shift slightly. Perhaps he shrugged.
Some after effect of what the Night Lord did, perhaps. Legend says the forces he unleashed on the Marrow Land were unnatural.
Implying that the survivors of the disaster were unnatural as well. Smug, almond bastard. We, Marona, had honored Etempus for just as long as they had. I bit back the retort that first came to mind and said instead, The Night Lord didn't do anything to us, Previt.
Destroying your homeland is nothing.
Nothing beyond that, I mean. Demons and darkness, he didn't care enough to do anything to us. He destroyed the Marrowland only because he happened to be there at the time the Aramari let his leash slip. There was a moment's pause. It lasted just long enough that my anger withered, leaving only horror. One did not criticize the Aramari. Certainly, not to any Etempan priest's face. Then I jumped as a loud crash sounded right in front of me. The miniature tree. He dropped it, shattering the ceramic pot and probably doing fatal damage to the plant itself. Oh dear, Ramaran said, his voice ice cold. Sorry, I'll pay for that. I closed my eyes and drew in a deep breath. I was still trembling from the crash, but I wasn't stupid. Don't worry about it. Another shift, and suddenly fingers took hold of my chin.
A shame about your eyes, he said.
You're a beautiful woman otherwise.
If you wore glasses.
I prefer for people to see me as I am, Previt Ramaran.
Ah.
Should they see you as a blind human woman, then? Or as a godling only pretending to be helpless and mortal?
What the? I stiffened all over, and then did another thing I probably shouldn't have done. I burst out laughing. He was already angry. I knew better. But when I got angry, my nerves sought an outlet, and my mouth didn't always guard the gates.
You think?
I had to work my hand around his to wipe a tear.
A godling? Me? Dearest Skyfather, is that what you're thinking?
Ramaran's fingers tightened suddenly, enough to hurt the sides of my jaw, and I stopped laughing when he forced my face up higher and leaned close.
What I'm thinking is that you reek of magic, he said in a tight whisper, more than I've ever smelled on any mortal.
And suddenly, I could see him. It was not like shiny. Ramaran's glow was there all at once, and it didn't come from inside him. Rather, I could see lines and curlicues all over his skin, like fine shining tattoos, winding around his arms and marching over his torso. The rest of him remained invisible to me, but I could see the outline of his body by those dancing fiery lines. A scrivener. He was a scrivener. A good one, too, judging by the number of god words etched into his flesh. They weren't really there, of course. This was just the way my eyes interpreted his skill and experience, or so I'd come to understand over the years. Usually that helped me spot his kind long before they got close enough to spot me. I swallowed, no longer laughing now, and terrified.